Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
December, I think I can get a write off.
No, we're not this year.
Look, come on.
We're not.
Come on.
No, we're not.
I'm already telling you.
You two are dragging me down.
Welcome to the secret world of slimming clubs on the Secret Recordings Network. If you've ever weighed in flip-flops when it's snowing outside your group, then this is the podcast you need. Or raining, actually.
Yeah.
I'm Katie, and with me are my fellow dieters, Jo.
Hi.
And Victoria.
Hello.
Right, let's start with our first update this week, and it's from Victoria.
Good morning from the athlete of the podcast. Yesterday, I had the day off, and I just chilled. I had a bit of a post-run come down yesterday, which was very, very strange and not really something that I've experienced before, obviously, because I've never done this before. So that was a little bit strange, but I am feeling a lot better today. And as this is the first day of my working week, I'm counting it as a Monday, and therefore I am back on hashtag CC. So I did step on the scales this morning, I did weigh myself, and it's not actually as bad as I thought. So I have put on, obviously, but it's only 4.5 pounds. And I think I've actually got away with that, like, really well, actually. So maybe this running has actually helped with the scales too. As I mentioned on last week's episode, my new focus now is this wedding that I have in December, and I have already bought my dress for it. Now, I don't know if that was a bit ambitious, but it arrives tomorrow, so I don't actually know how much I need to lose to actually feel comfortable and nice in it. But as for the running, I am going to keep up with it. I'm going to hopefully now use it to my advantage and eat well and exercise. And hopefully, finally, oh my God, get to my flipping target that I've been trying to get to for the past 2 years.
She's done it!
Hello! Yay! 10K, 10K, 10K. Well done, darling. Well done. How was it?
Thanks. Oh, it was great. It was so much fun. It was really, really good. I was so nervous, like, about an hour before, and I'd messaged Katie, like, in a state of panic about getting my bib number. And, oh, it was really exciting. It was really very emotional, actually, because of the reason that I was doing it was quite a thing. And when I saw the finish line, and I was just, oh my God, and my lips started trembling. And like, it was just very dramatic for a 10K run.
Bless you. That's why it's not good for you, if that's the result.
But yeah, I did it. I did a good pace, really happy with my time. And yeah, it's kind of given me a newfound love of running, which I never ever thought I'd say.
Like, Stop talking.
I know, stop I'm talking. Dying to go again. I've not been since then.
The real test of this, how many times have you been running since you did your run?
Well, not once. But it was only on Sunday, and we are recording this on a Wednesday. So there is hope this afternoon, being my day off, that I might go this afternoon. Can't go tomorrow because I have booked in for a pedicure, obviously. Got to achieve those tipses. So, you know.
Are you going to take your medal everywhere you go and show everyone what you've got?
Do you know what is funny? Because we stopped off at the service stations on the way back, and I was still in my stuff because obviously there's nowhere to get changed. And by this point, I was really hungry. So I'm walking in, and I said to my boyfriend, I was like, oh God, I feel like such a twat with this medal on. He's like, no, like, you've earned it. Keep it on. And I was literally walking around these service stations with a flipping medal on, like, people thinking, what the hell?
Oh, brag, darling. Brag away.
She's still wearing it now.
Maybe that's where the £4.5 came from. It's actually the medal.
Oh my God, that's a fair point. But yeah, I had a Subway, a footlong Subway, obviously. And then literally less than an hour later, we were in Nando's, and I was eating a massive pasta in Nando's.
Oh, good for you.
So you've gained 4.5 pounds in the time that you've been training to run, which by our standards isn't bad.
Yeah.
But actually, now we can finally put the argument to bed to say that exercise is, in fact, bad for you.
Bad for you, makes you gain weight.
Yes.
Don't do it,
well,
guys.
Well, I don't know if there's a fact on that, because I haven't actually been eating that great whilst I have been running. So I think the test is now.
Victoria, really?
just for example, in the last week alone, we went to a new American barbecue place that's just opened up. So we had a sharing platter of all of the meat and all of the carbs. Yeah, which was great. I think I had a McDonald's breakfast on Friday morning, had pizza Friday night, and then obviously I had all the carbs all weekend. So I think the 4.5 pounds have actually just been from this week alone. But the biggest test would be now is if I am, well, I am back on hashtag CC and still exercising, this should be now going to my benefit, and I should be doing what everyone does when you, you know, exercise and lose weight.
So, I agree. Awesome. I agree. But how are you going to wean yourself off of all those lovely carbs?
Yeah, I know, that's really hard.
As the as the OG athlete of this podcast,
yes, Joe,
it
course.
Doesn't help you lose weight. Exercise.
Oh, okay.
So, I think you only have to look at me to know that. Oh,
maybe I should just suck it off then and just stick with the carbs.
So, are you are going to get to target weight for your December wedding that you're going to?
Maybe not the wedding, because I think that is a bit ambitious, but I have bought this dress that I do want to look very nice in, you know, come the wedding. But I have also booked in for a couple of tattoos in February, and I'm not sure where to get them yet. So that is a good incentive to also lose a bit of weight, because I don't know where I want them on my body, and I don't want them on somewhere that wobbles.
Yeah, so interesting.
That's also another focus.
Of my body that doesn't wobble.
I'm also having that same problem, which is why I'm struggling. Yeah, little finger. So I don't know. Small step, one thing at a time. That's what it is, isn't it? One, the power of one. One target at a time.
You're welcome for that diet, by the way. Victoria, listen, congratulations. Honestly, proud of you. That's so good. I'm pissed off that you enjoyed it, if I'm honest, because running is boring. I think we all know that. Get that on a sticker. Running is dull as shit. So well done for pretending it was good.
Do you know why? It helps when you've got a good podcast to listen to. And luckily for us, we've got a good podcast.
That is very true. That is true. Well done, darling. Well done.
Thank you.
Let's move on to our excuse of the week. Jean O'Reilly sent this in. She says, here's my excuse. I was out for a few hours with the other half, who was getting his vaccine, when the need to pee came on. So we had to get something to eat in order to use the toilets. I chose burger and chips.
That is, I have done that in a coffee place before, because I always feel guilty. Matt never feels guilty. He'll just go, I'm just going to walk in brazen and use the loo. And I was going, oh, let's get a coffee.
Yeah, at least get a black coffee.
Let's get a hot chocolate with marshmallows.
And a cake. And
just
a slice of cake.
Yeah, just to make
and a sandwich.
A reminder that if you want more of this podcast, you can join our Patreon page for £3 a month. You get up to 4 bonus episodes and access to our Zoom parties, which will be on the first Thursday of each month. And £100 will be won every single time. Last week, it was our Halloween themed party, and producer Paul dressed up as a woman. Yeah. It's hard to know what will happen at our next
one. It really is hard to know what producer Paul will come as. But it was Margaret Mars Bramwell.
Although a lot of people did think that it was myself and Katie, which was really lovely to read those messages.
Super nice, thanks.
I've said this to you, Joe, but I've not actually said this to Katie. My original idea was to come as Katie.
Yeah. Brilliant.
I'm really,
she's a bit rude for Halloween,
actually.
If I'm honest, Paul.
You can search for us on the Patreon app or go to patreon.com/secretslimpod. Before we move on to our next update, let's get some of the messages you've sent us at Secret Slim Pod on Instagram, Twitter and Facebook. And you can also join the Secret World of Slimming Clubs community group on Facebook, so you can chat with other listeners of the podcast and us too.
Mrs. Williamson says this: I've just come back from group. There was a new member there who insisted on getting weighed with a backpack on for her first weigh-in. If she doesn't get a good weight loss next week, there will be some very serious questions asked.
Surely.
That's brazen.
Fucking hell.
That's brazen.
Surely the consultant must have said something.
Depends where they are, though, because my consultant is razzing around whilst people are being weighed.
Wonder what she had in there. I wonder if she had, like, rocks in there.
Stones, rocks. But at least have the common decency, ladies, to put those in your pocket so no one knows. Rather than stand on there with a suitcase.
Line your pants and bra.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's fine. Pebbles. That's acceptable. But let's not be brazen about our tricks.
Victoria Boston says, sat listening to last week's podcast and honestly, it baffles me how Jo can eat crap for 3 weeks and only gain 4.5 pounds. I'm not at all bitter. I once impulsively decided to join Slimming World for the 85th time the week before Christmas.
Wow.
What?
I went to my very first weigh-in and the weigh-in lady asked me to get off the scales and on again before confirming that I had in fact gained 8 pounds in my very first week. Needless to say, I never went back to that group. I feel like I must have broken some sort of world record for the most weight gained on your first week on plan.
I mean, absolutely. Joining the week before Christmas is some sort of crazy.
But it's the fact that she then never went back to the group.
Yeah.
So like, you joined it, gained 8 pounds, and then never to be seen again.
Even had to move house so she could have a different membership number.
Hell Temlet says, what are your thoughts on buying clothes one or two sizes smaller to then slim into?
No.
I found the dress I love for a family wedding in April next year, but ideally I would want to be a smaller sized. I'm debating whether to buy it and have it as a goal to slim into, but then also questioning whether that's ridiculous and I'll end up wasting quite a lot of money. There's about a stone or stone and a half to go for one to two sizes smaller. It sounds easy enough by April, but it's not like I've managed it since COVID started 18 months ago.
That is the problem, isn't it? Yeah.
Do you know what? Now in my 30s, I would now say don't ever fucking buy clothes too small for yourself. A, it's depressing when you inevitably don't fit into them. And B, clothes sizes are bullshit.
Yes, 100%.
Just buy what fits.
And they vary so much as well from shop to shop. Yeah.
Also, there's these things called scaffolding, which you put yourself into, which I did for my sister's wedding. And yeah, you can pinch an inch and three or four if you layer it up perfectly well.
So, it's just some people say, don't they, or buy a pair of jeans and hang them on the back of your bedroom door, a size smaller. And then every day you look at those jeans and you just, every day I look at those jeans and fucking cry. I don't stop me eating.
I have my dressing gown on the back of the door and that is a lot more comforting than a pair of jeans.
Yeah.
I want to slim into my dressing gown.
That I can fit into quite snugly, thank you.
Michelle Cooper says, I saw this and immediately knew it was the truth. It's a meme that says this, I can't wait to start saying, fuck it, it's Christmas. Fancy a drink tonight? Fuck it, it's Christmas. Eat 5 packs of biscuits? Fuck it, it's Christmas. Third night getting pissed in a row? Fuck it, it's Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we're so close. We are so
when can we start using that, though?
Christmas
seriously?
Eve.
Behave yourself. 1st of December, at least.
1st of December.
Don't be bad influences on me. I'm going all year. I'm going to Christmas Eve.
Boring. Katie Maloney says, I definitely deserve some kind of award for this. I didn't go to my group this week because I couldn't find my book in the car yesterday. It must have been a man's look that I did before because I found it today. Whoops.
Yeah.
I can't go to group because I can't find my book. And I know exactly where I put it. It's under the car seat.
Question though, would you be allowed to go without your membership card?
Yeah, you can go without. Yeah, yeah.
And they just find it for you.
It's all on the system. So you can go without your card or your book. You don't. In fact, you don't even need any proof of address.
I don't think you need your book anymore, really, do you?
No, shit. That's not an excuse anymore.
No.
And Georgia Goldhawk says, I feel like only you guys will really appreciate this, although probably hate me at the same time. I spent the weekend on an 80s music weekend at Butlins.
Hello.
I drank copious amounts of alcohol, ate all the food, including pastries, a shit ton of biscuits, plenty of crisps, and a nightly cheeseburger from Burger King. Came home and got straight back onto calorie counting and just weighed in with a 3 pounds loss.
Oh!
Hashtag winging it. Hashtag thank you diet gods.
Wow.
But we don't know here when she came home, and then so she came home and then got straight back on the CC, but we don't know then when she weighed herself. She could have been home for a week.
True. That is true. Give
and
us
been
more
doing
intel.
CC for the entire week and then weighed herself.
I mean, we do hate
I'm
you.
Suspicious.
Even so, she's had a weekend.
Yeah.
Like that, then
yeah,
lost 3 pounds.
Well, yeah, no, that's true.
Agreed.
Everyone whose message gets read out on the podcast will receive a No Shame and Again sticker. Just get in touch with your name and address.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
And let's move on to our next update, and it's from me.
On Saturday, I spent the whole day painting my front fence. Couldn't be asked to cook. Mm. Now, we all know Fast 800 is great. In fact, any diet is great, as long as you prep and plan. Well, I'd neglected that in the latter half of last week. As a result, I had no meals prepped. And on Saturday nights, as well as the Chinese I had on Friday, I had an Indian. As a result, yesterday was hard. Clearly, I've got the sugar back in the system. Also, Star Week came yesterday, so you can imagine my delight halfway through a sugar crash. Now, I have weighed myself because I really have dodged a bullet, because this week, despite eating everything that was not Fast 800, I have maintained. Even the quarter pound after the stone and pounds is showing the exact same weight as last week. So either I've completely dodged a bullet, or during my binging, my whoosh came and I've cancelled it out with two takeaways in a weekend.
Oh my God, what if it is that?
Do you know what? I genuinely feel like it is.
Do
because,
you?
Yeah. I waited 3 weeks for that whoosh.
Yeah, I know.
And then ate.
Gonna have to wait
Indian.
Another three now.
Well, longer than that. Longer than that. I've got a real dilemma now, because this weekend coming, I'm in London with my mum. We're going to watch Hamilton.
May I suggest Patty and Bun, okay. The burger restaurant, which is fucking delicious.
Straight in there with the recommendations.
So that's out the window. The following week is my birthday.
Happy birthday. I will be bringing in cake. Oh, how lovely of me.
The week after that, I'm on holiday, and it's half term in the run-up to Halloween. So,
oh, you are fucked it, Katie.
This is the entire of October. There's no point. There's just no point trying.
Hold on, though. Right, you're saying you've got something this weekend and then the following weekend. What about next week, Monday to Friday?
It's my birthday next week. Can't possibly die.
Right, one day.
Well, we all know that birthdays start 2 days before.
Which is the Monday.
And they finish when the cake's finished.
Amazing!
It is a tricky one. So are you going to do a Victoria, which is not give a shit for a while?
Honestly, it's great. Yeah, I highly recommend it.
I know, because I don't want to run.
That's true.
Instead, I have reverted back to calorie counting, and I'm putting everything in the
Nutri-Check
app.
Oh, I knew
for
it.
This week.
I knew she'd come back.
For this week and next week and the week after.
For all of the weeks.
For all the rest
for all
of, the,
of
weeks.
The weeks.
In November, I feel like that would be a decent time to start a month's run on the Fast 800.
Oh my God. Again. Wow. Again.
So
what's this, like your fourth time, third, fifth time?
Third.
So £25 to Christmas is looking good then.
Yeah.
From November onwards.
From November onwards.
Yeah.
My aim is between now and the end of this month to lose those £2 that I gained last week and nothing else, then maintain after that. So £2 in the next 3 weeks off is fine. Then
better
I've got,
off than on. Love.
Exactly. Then I've got.
I mean,
£12,
it won't happen, but better.
Then
off
I've
than
got
on.
£12 to lose in November before getting back to it in December, because in December I feel like I'm going to write off.
No, we're not this year.
Oh, look, come on.
We're not.
Come on.
No, I'm
already telling you.
Fuck all of you. We're not. You've got a bloody wedding to go to, Victoria.
That's at the start of the month.
No, we're not. Not this year. We're not doing it. I'm not doing we'll another see. Year like this.
Oh.
You two are dragging me down.
Anyway, I enjoyed two takeaways. So
yeah, you did.
What will happen next?
Cancelled out the whoosh, which could happen, girls and boys. So please be aware of that.
It's still a scientific thing. It did actually still happen. There we go. It's a thing. It's definitely a thing. We take nominations for a hero. This is somebody who's gone above and beyond and bravely built up the courage to lie in public about their food consumption. Jess Collis sent this in. She said, I would like to nominate myself as hero. I started the Fast 800 on Monday and wanted one last hurrah. So I went to my favourite bakery for breakfast. Before I knew it, I'd asked for two bacon sandwiches. No one else was eating with me. I then panicked. And when she asked if I'd like anything else, I also asked for a flapjack and a slice of cake. My theory is that no one would ever be buying two sandwiches and two cakes for one person.
Wow.
So here I am outside my office, two bacon butties down with a flapjack in my gob, undecided if I feel gross or strangely proud. Here's to £9 off in my first week of the Fast 800, though, guys.
Oh my God. Why? Why does it just slip out that you want two bacon sandwiches?
I don't even know what process would go through that.
Before I knew what happened, I was
two bacon sandwiches, please. One is clearly not enough.
Oh, God. Oh, well done. Me. You are a hero. You are definitely a hero.
Oh, this actually, just this reminded me. You know, I said that I had a McDonald's last week.
Yeah.
Well, I ordered a double sausage and egg. Obviously, got to go big or go home. Double. And it actually came up as two. That I'd ordered two on the screen. And I said, no, I've only ordered one. And they were just like, are you sure? Like, are you sure it's not two? I was like, no, it's definitely just one. But I definitely, in hindsight, I probably should have ordered two.
Don't correct them.
Yeah, you're not a hero in those circumstances, Victoria, sadly.
Just think of all the layering you could have done with two of those, each of those things. Four lots of bread, two eggs, two lots of cheese.
Oh, beautiful.
It'd be amazing.
Wouldn't have been able to have moved afterwards.
Sure. If you want to nominate yourself for Hero of the Week, we are at Secret Slim Pod on our socials. And every hero wins a piece of merch of their choice from our Etsy store. Now let's get our last updates, and it's from Jo.
So I've had a good week. A few extra snacks at the weekend because my boyfriend's son was staying with us. And that is a hard time when there's sweets and extra crisps and stuff and biscuits around. On my Facebook memories, I was showing my boyfriend a picture of me cuddling Winnie the Pooh. That's another story. But it was about a year, I think, before I met him. And he said, oh my God, look how skinny you were. Aww. And I was. But guess what? At the time, I didn't think I was. And now I look back and go, I wish I was that weight. So I'd like to get back to that, and that has spurred me on in a good way, so that's good. Guess who's nailed dieting? Half a pound. I mean, half a pound is half a pound, and it's, onwards and upwards.
Or downwards.
Half a pound.
Yeah, but still, let's look at this. 4.5 pounds in 2 weeks, that's your holiday weight gain gone.
Mm.
Well done you.
Isn't it funny whenever anybody else that you know loses half a pound, you go, oh good, it's come off. And when you lose half a pound, you go, oh,
yourself,
fucking
like,
hell.
Shit.
That's pathetic.
At group, do you ever get given the blob of half a pound of fat?
Well, nothing can be passed around at the moment,
course,
due to COVID. So yeah, there's no show and tells right now.
There is in existence a yellow glob, which is apparently the equivalent of half a pound. And if you look at it, it's actually pretty
Is that
basic.
It?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was more. I thought it was like £4 or something.
Oh, no.
There is one for £4.
Yeah, yeah,
as
there's
well.
Some different size ones.
Like
but yeah,
the loaf of bread size one, that's £4. But like a glob one that's about the size of your phone, a bit chunkier, is £0.50.
Nice.
Yeah. Oh, thank you for trying to make me feel a bit better. But no, that's at least it's off. And I do say this to everybody, apart from myself, when it happens. But yeah, it's £0.50 off. It's in the right direction. I've now lost a total of £0.50. Fucking
yay!
No, it's bullshitting it because I had lost a stone before my holidays. I'd lost a stone. I got my stone certificate. And now I've got £7 to not get a certificate.
Are you back on it though, Jo? Yeah. Are you back on plan?
Yeah, totally.
Sin in and everything.
I'm totally back on plan. I'm out for one meal this weekend.
Are you though?
Yeah, yeah.
Are you though? Because weren't you out last week in Turtle Bay for cocktails?
Yeah, we were. We went out last night for Turtle Bay cocktails. But guess what, Victoria?
Were they sinned?
I didn't have one. I had Diet Coke. And what happened was I went to the bar and I said, I bought a mojito for Matt. I bought a mojito for him. And they said, and they just gave me two. And I went, oh, no. And they said, it's buy one, get one free. So he had two.
Oh, my God. I was driving,
so I just had a Diet Coke.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and he had two cocktails.
Two mojitos.
And we weren't there in time. He doesn't drink often. And we weren't there long enough. He had to down them. Because we essentially went in for the loo in a 10-minute.
He had Rob Brydon last night. Hilarious.
He loved him through the haze of rum. But, yeah, I am back on it. I've got a meal out at the weekend, so I'm going to do the classic save my sins for it. Yeah. So I can still have, like, I don't know what I'm going to get. I'm hoping to get a roast. Yeah, I know. That's the thing. It depends. It's a nice place, so it'll be nice, whatever it is. But, yeah, I'm determined to do at least, I mean, I sound like I'm at group now. But sorry, miss, it's only £0.50. I'm going to try for two this week. I want to get at least two this week. I've got to get back on track.
Well, you've got the incentive of that picture. I hate Time Hop. Is it Time Hop and then Facebook memories as well?
Gosh,
they're fucking cruel because, like you said in your audio just then, like you thought that you were fat back then.
Mm.
And there's a meme, isn't there? I wish I was as fat as I was when I first thought I was fat.
Yeah.
And it's so true. There are so many pictures. I look back at myself and think, actually, I look really slim there. Like I was only like a size 14 and I thought that was enormous when I was 18.
I don't remember ever having a waist. And on this picture, hugging Winnie the Pooh, maybe I just look good next to him because he's quite weighty, isn't he, Winnie? Maybe, I don't know.
He's quite rotund, is
he? Yeah, he's rotund. Maybe I just wasn't as rotund as him. Made me go, oh, right, when you get down to that weight again, don't be a twat. Yeah. Just go, own it and just enjoy it, but not with food.
But then I suppose it begs the question, are we ever going to be happy?
Yes.
With how we look.
Yes, and that's why I am not giving up this diet in December. I am going on and on and on until I get to target weight.
Well, you are the only one on this podcast who has been to target weight. Did you feel differently when you were at
target weight? I felt like a different woman.
Okay.
I definitely did.
That's made me feel a
for
bit bad
for one week, because that's all it took to put fucking £8 on whatever shit I did the week after. Some crap.
Let's move on to our least supportive diet partner nominations. This one's come in from Gemma, and she says, least supportive diet partner this week is me. I am a Slimming World consultant and had a Macmillan coffee morning in my groups yesterday. Not Slimming World friendly. We had Jammy Dodger Blondies,
Rocky
Road, mince pies and gingerbread muffins, plus lots more. I kept telling members it was all for a good cause and sins didn't count that day anyway.
That is the greatest of the Slimming World consultants.
We raised £520, so that's what it's all about, right?
Oh, that's amazing. Yeah. Oh.
We can all blame
that's,
charity.
That's the consultant that you want.
Yeah.
That is the consultant that you want every week.
Definitely. No good deed is unselfish. And Gemma's proved that there. Because what she's ensured is that her members will keep going to lose that cake weight they've gained.
Yes, that's very true.
Well done, Gemma.
Cheerio, well done. Before we crown Slimmer of the Week, let's get some more of your stories.
Nicholas Stevenson says, I just booked my dentist appointment for a filling a week later than the earliest slot so that it didn't clash with my exercise classes. That is my dedication.
What?
You sound like me now, love. That's going to be me to Christmas. Christmas Eve.
Oh, Jill, exercise classes. How many times have you been to the gym since you came back from holiday?
Twice.
Okay.
Interesting.
Life gets in the way, though, guys.
No, apparently it doesn't. Who's is it Nicola that's just said that she rearranged her whole life? Nicola, yeah. So be more Nicola, be less Joe.
I was going to go to Aqua Aerobics last week, but Paul kept me at work late.
Paul? What?
That's Thursday.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
Emma Basie says, last weekend I went to an alternative music weekend at Butlins. I weighed myself on the day we left. Over the weekend, we had 3 fry-ups to soak up all the beer from each night before, 2 drunken Burger Kings, and 2 meals from the diner place that was a Chinese one and curry the next. We also drank our body weight in beer. This chubby fucker put on 7 pounds from Friday to Monday. So after Monday night's final day of holiday kebab, it was straight back on Weight Watchers on Tuesday. I weighed in today, a week later, and got an 8-pound loss.
Wow!
So technically, from Friday to Friday, I lost a pound. I'd say I pulled a Victoria.
That's amazing.
She got a whoosh.
She got a whoosh.
She got a whoosh and then didn't put it back on with 2 takeaways.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, that's the actual theme of the week. And Cassie Hicks says, I'm currently sat in the car waiting to pick up my eldest daughter from school where she's been helping out with an open evening. I've picked her up at McDonald's for her dinner as it's late. It smells so good. My past self would have also picked up a burger for myself, hidden the evidence and gone home and had my dinner. But now I just enjoy the smell and go home and enjoy my homemade sin-free meatballs.
We are all on it now. Most of us.
I was going to say.
Sorry, me and 2 other people that we've just read out. Sorry, we're on it, guys.
You've all got yourselves a no shame in a Gains sticker. Right, it's time to crown Slimmer of the Week. Victoria was named Slimmer of the Week last week. So you've got to decide between Joe and myself.
There's no decision. One's lost weight, one hasn't.
Well, I mean, I think I did. Because I definitely should have gained weight this week with 2 takeaways.
Yeah, but I have evidence. Mine is based on evidence.
Yeah, you know me, guys. I'm all about breaking the rules and being a bit of a rebel and not really sticking to a plan. So, Joe, unfortunately, you did stick to a plan and I don't like it. Therefore, Katie, you are Slimmer of the Week.
Although I really do fancy a biscuit.
That is nonsense. This is now a problem that we all actually want to
lose. No, Katie, you're back on it. You're being good now.
Yeah, but I can calorie count them now. We can throw away the sugar-free biscuits.
Oh, my God.
In from Fast
sugar-free she was having when she was pretending to be on fucking Fast 800. They could be binned.
You may or may not agree with us. You might want to nominate yourself for Slimmer of the Week. Get in touch with us on our socials. We are at Secret Slim Pod on Instagram, Twitter and Facebook. So whether you're slimming or sinning, remember there's no shame in a game.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.